Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Pillows and Beer. I am Austin, and as always, maybe not as always, with my heterosexual life mate, Craig. Craig, want to say something?
Yeah, it is Pride Month, and so, yes, I am a heterosexual, but since you brought that up, Austin, we love everybody. I'm a big proponent of loving who you want to fucking love and living the life you want to live, as this store that we're recording from right now stands for. And I know that Nick sitting here, Austin sitting here, feels the same way. We are going to move our location a little later to do an interview with one of our best friends, Paulina Gretzky. That's going to be a lot of fun, Austin. We've been talking about doing that interview for months now.
I feel like you and I have been talking about this for so long, and we keep on teasing the Aspen trip and talking about this and about that. And now finally, the cool thing about her and what I can respect about what she wants to do is that she was like, I don't want to do it with y'all, you know, over the phone or on the internet or on Zoom.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want to be there. And this is the week, PGA Championship week. Obviously, her man, as she likes to call him, her man is playing in Kiowa.
Number one golfer, Dustin Johnson, is her man.
It's her man's. And so she is super excited. And she's like, guys, I'm doing it this week. And, you know, she's kind of like us in the sense that we can say that, you know, we're doing something. But she's doing it. She's doing it. And we're stoked about it. Can't wait.
We're pumped. I mean, look, it's we got to go to Patricia's yesterday for little champagne drinking because Paulina is a fan of the show, which is awesome. And I love when friends are fans because, you know, there's no shame. It's like, yeah, we love the show. Well, and
how about when we're fans too?
Yeah, and we're fans of them. We're of fans course. Of them. Of course, we're fans of them.
Definitely.
And we.
I'll never forget that when I met Paulina last year in Aspen, not this most recent trip, but last year, and we looked up our Instagrams, right? And she was like, I'm going to follow you, right? And,
oh, this
and,
is
and
funny.
You know, she's a fan. You know, she's a fan. So I was like, girl, don't play. You know. But maybe not, you know, because she probably just didn't know. She was like, you know, you're a peasant. And I was already following her. And, okay, so when we met them last year, not this past year, and we're sitting there. And
it was
and
New Year's 2019.
2019. And we took a picture together. And she was like, you know, tag me. And I was like, okay. And I pulled her up, and I was already following her. And she was like, Dustin, see? You know, and she hit his arm. She was like, people think I'm cool. And I was like, yeah, I've been following you for a couple of years. All my friends are following you. It's all good. And she just started laughing. But and that's, you know, Paulina. And then just, you know, kind of find out that we're all great friends. And it was just really funny. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're good people. And they're in town. Dustin's practicing. Paulina's going to come back down to record with us, which is really cool. Like I said, we've been trying to do this for a while, but it's something we wanted to do in person. And it's going to happen today, which is great. The store's going to get a little loud, so we're going to go over to Austin's house to record the interview. But we're here right now in the store. It's fun. We're on our fourth day of being open. There's people walking through the door.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. You know, episode 16, I was not around. I did not want to detract from Craig's opening, amongst other things. And I tried to steal your thunder so hard, Craig. I came in a few days, and I was like, okay, I'm here. Where's my line? And unfortunately, they wouldn't queue for me. They kept on queuing for Craig.
Well,
amazing, man. It was amazing.
And, Austin
and
had a
big congrats to you, Craig. You know, I'm kidding.
Well, Austin had a big wake up moment, but I feel like a good thing where he and I hadn't spoken in a little while, and he walked in and I still had his beer on tap here. And I feel like I saw his face when he walked in. He doesn't know that I saw his reaction, but he like walked in the store and then he like turned his head and saw our tap handle that said Trop Op. And I saw his reaction and he was like, what the fuck? Oh man. But how about you tell everyone about that moment?
Yeah.
I saw your face and you didn't know I saw you, but I was like, yes, that's how.
Yeah. I'd come off a big month, and I knew that Craig was busy all, you know, crazy busy all week. I mean, the opening of a storefront on King Street. Just think about, you know, the biggest, like, main thoroughfare in your town. That's King Street for us. And, you know, just getting ready and for all the people that are expected to show up and this and that. So I certainly did not want to bother them, you know, whatsoever, because I knew it was just a crazy, busy, hectic week. But friends and family, I was like, you better believe that I'm showing up to this. You know, with or without.
You probably had some anxiety that day.
Definitely. Yeah. A little bit of anxiety because I hadn't heard from you or Jerry.
Well, we all get put in timeout sometimes, and we have to. I do sometimes, and you were in timeout that week. But
yeah.
I didn't put you in timeout. You were talking to Jerry. I didn't talk to you.
Yeah.
But I was like, I told a lot of people I was going to have Chop up here, and I'm obviously still love Austin, even though I felt like I was like, he needs to say sorry to me about some stuff, but I'm still going to have his beer there. And I thought it was cool to see your face. Well, I was happy to see you show up. And then you saw your beer here, and you're like, I don't know. I thought your facial reaction when you saw that I still had your beer here was
no, good. Man, the whole thing was super, super cool. And, you know, walking in to see the store and how handsome that it looked, and then to also in the corner, because the last time I'd seen the store, it wasn't put together, right? It had a lot of work to do. And then all of a sudden I walk in and I'm like, Craig, how are you going to get this keg here? He's like, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. And then all of a sudden I show up and there's my keg on tap, perfectly placed, handle, you know, faced out. People are drinking my beer. And I was like, oh man. I was like, Craig is too good to me sometimes.
Yeah, it was good. And you're like, all right. No, it was all positive and fun. And
definitely.
We all have our moments.
And Jerry.
Yeah, and it was really cool. The store looks beautiful. The whole team did great. And
the store does look beautiful from someone. Nick?
Nick, what do you think?
The store looks beautiful.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean,
show some enthusiasm.
All right, Nick. And there is Nick. There's Nick talking about how beautiful the store looks. And
yeah,
here's
it's
Jay.
Awesome.
Jay, how beautiful does the store look?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Store looks great. I'm pumped with it. We had a great family and friends that helped do it. We had an amazing opening. Probably 1,000 people came by on Saturday, another 800 on Sunday. And Austin was one of those on Saturday and Sunday. So big props to him.
I was. Wait, can we talk about that?
Yeah, because I would get like pillows and koozies and stuff handed to me to sign, and there was already a paragraph on there. Austin weirdly has amazing handwriting for signing stuff, and I was very proud of it. But there's a wall that separates us, so Austin's on one side of the wall, and I'm on the other, and so we can't hear
what each other's
saying.
I was like the appetizer. I was like, I didn't mean to be, but I was like the appetizer for Craig, right? So I like, you know, it was next to the register, so people, while they were waiting in line to talk to Craig, because Craig texted me, and he said, hey, come in and drink some beers with me. And, you know, give me some backup. And I sent this hilarious gift that I want you all to know what I sent, because I read it the next morning. I laughed out loud. It was the Mrs. Doubtfire gift where she's like, help is on the way, dear. And she's like running to the restaurant like, whoo, whoo, and she like jumps over the counter.
And well, because so I was like, we've got a line. Craig. People are like, you know, like, we got your beer in line. Like, come give me some relief. Like, talk to people while they're waiting in line.
I was at a friend's, you know, birthday party. And so Craig does that. And I didn't come because I was like, look, you know, if another cast member comes, like, look, this is Craig's day. Everyone's here to see Craig, of course, and to support, you know, Craig's business. But then when he texted me at like 6, I was like, all right, I'm in. Say less. Let's go.
Yeah, it was great.
And so we had some fun. And I knew that when the store closed, like, I dressed for this on purpose. I was like, store's going to close in an hour and a half. We're definitely going to Halls, no doubt. And I knew it. And I was like, yeah. And so I got dressed kind of for it. And I was like, hey, what's the plan afterwards? And I was
do
like,
do you guys have another big day? Are we going to celebrate at Halls?
And Jerry goes, yeah, dude, we're going to Halls. I was like, jackpot. So it was
an hour and a half of clowning around for
an hour and a half of clowning around when Craig did 10
Nick, you
hours.
Came to that dinner.
No, that was the second night.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
No,
he wasn't there for that night.
I was there for Saturday night.
Oh, jeez.
Sunday night we went.
Really blending together.
Saturday night with like Amanda and Alexis.
Oh, yeah, you were there on Saturday when
not there Sunday.
I came on Sunday for a hot minute.
Yeah, I got to meet you the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time that I met Nick in person. I was like, who's this little pussy? Oh, Nick, what's up?
Little bastard.
I'm just kidding.
Once again, you're tall motherfuckers.
Yeah, we are. And you're how tall?
I'm average. I'm taller than Tom Cruise is all I can say.
That's what I tell the girls, too.
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9"?
Yeah.
That's what my Google says.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Funny.
It says
yeah,
I'm 5'9".
Oh, yeah, that's right. And your weight's like...
like 154 pounds and a size 9 shoe.
You're the only one that I know that would know that about themselves.
Well, it became apparent, and people kept on reaching out to me, and they were like, hey, can you confirm me and my girlfriend's having an argument about it? And I was like, whatever, I don't care. Like, whatever, if Google says I'm 5'9", whatever.
You're a lot taller than I expect you to be all the time, and I'm like, it's because Austin 6'5", and Shep 6'6", and they're like, that makes sense. But
fact check, Shep is not taller than me.
Yeah, he is. He's 6'6". No, he's according to the Google.
Shep is definitely taller.
Nick, no, okay.
We've done this. Now I know. I don't know what you're looking at right now on your phone, but...
Oh, Shep.
He's going to say he's 6'6".
No, he's not.
Shep's taller than you.
No, he's not.
Well, regardless, that's why everyone thinks I'm short, because I'm 3 inches shorter than you guys.
Yeah, and you're 6'3".
Yeah. We're sitting here on King Street. It's great.
Don't you sandbag me like this, shit.
Yeah.
Embarrass me in front of my friends.
Well... I'm excited that Paulina is driving here from Kiowa right now. Dustin's practicing, warming up for the PGA Championship. Paulina is coming downtown to do the podcast with us. And we're going to head over to Austin's house and get this thing started. So you ready to head over to your house? So we're going to get packed up here from the store. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And before you know it, we'll be back with our bestie, Paulina Gretzky and Austin Kroll at Pillows and Beer. I love you, Austin.
Thanks, Craig.
All right, listeners and Austin, but I think Austin already knows this. Look, we all shop online. I mean, especially during this past year, we all look forward to the Amazon packages showing up on our doorstop. But guess what's even cooler? Saving money when you buy and you're not even intentionally doing it. Look, if you haven't heard of Honey, it's a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. It supports over 30,000 stores online.
All right, so Craig was telling me about this thing that applies, you know, discount codes to you know, shopping sites and whatnot, and it's so funny that it's Honey. Honey is something that I've literally used for so long, and I used it throughout the entire pandemic. Now, honestly, so you know what the most awesome thing about, you know, Honey is that when you go online, right, and you're like, let's find these shoes, let's find this clothing, let's find this pizza. I used to search like, okay, where's like a coupon that I can find? And Honey does that. It will literally find you a 25% coupon and you type it in and it works. And I did not know that it was Honey that I was using. I've saved hundreds of dollars, which is so funny and amazing. It's not funny. It's actually amazing. So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast, which please, please do so, because we know you love it. I'd never recommend something that I don't use. And as I just said, I use this all the time. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pillows. That's joinhoney.com/pillows. P-I-L-L-O-W-S.
All right, guys. Well, Paulina Gretzky, our very, very good friend. Do we say best friend? Great friend? I don't know.
Acquaintance.
BFF. Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of a joke. We actually had a podcast with someone else, and then, like, you know, Craig said his name wrong.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, okay, we're acquaintances. That's it.
We are more than acquaintances, so Craig.
Definitely.
Okay. Officially.
We were going to do this at the store, but it was a little, we haven't figured out how to do that just yet. So we're over here at Austin's house. We have Sauvignon Blanc and Rehabs in front of us.
I don't think I've had a Monster since I was circa, 2007?
Well, Craig has to kind of explain his obsession with you.
Please.
Well, I started drinking these in the Bahamas, and it's a hydration drink. I think they need to change their branding. But anyway, if they'd love to sponsor us, that'd be great. But until then, we won't talk about it too much. But they're so good.
You and your sponsors.
Well, because people think they're like these crazy energy drinks, and this one is not.
Well, they make me nervous. I get jittery sometimes.
Yeah, these are just like electrolytes and stuff.
It probably does have caffeine in it, right? Probably.
Well, I'm legally blind, so give me a second to read this.
Okay. Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure, if you'd like to.
Use corrective lenses. You said that yesterday. I was like, Paulina, look. And you looked,
I pretended.
And then you pretended. And I was like, wait, you are pretending.
Yeah.
I know what I'm pointing at to know what I'm talking about.
So I'm not a candidate for LASIK, unfortunately. I wish I was, but yeah.
Contacts?
Well, I one out of 10 blinks I can see. It's very, very, it's frustrating. So
what?
Yeah, a lot of people think I'm really mean because I'm like not saying hi to them. Truly, I can't see your face.
That's a good thing to come out of this. Yeah.
I really can't see you.
She's like, I can't see you.
So like a golf tournament. So people are like,
oh, gosh.
You know, so like, you know, Craig and I go. We're going to be like, Paulina, you're going to be like, there's two blobs. I'm just going to wave. And if you turn your back to me, then it's not to be taken.
No. But luckily for you guys, you'll be with me most of the times now. And yeah, I know your guys' voices, and you're really tall. I tell you guys this all the time.
My voice is very distinct.
It is.
How tall is Dustin?
Craig.
Yeah.
He's tall. Oh my gosh, I should know the answer to that.
Well, he's like 6'5, 6'6.
I would say he's 6'4.
Is he? Austin 6'5, I'm 6'3.
I'm 5'8.
Right between us.
Yeah. For sure.
And that's why you guys are here.
I'm 5'8".
And every time that I hang out with you, I always kind of think that too. And I'm like, I forgot that she's so tall. I just assume that you're like,
I'm just all legs.
5'3". But like, I mean, hell. When you
assume that I'm 5'3"?
Dude, you like come like. No,
really?
You were bred. You know, your parents are
breeders.
Have
you seen them? Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
So go ahead. But,
No. I was just saying, I'm one of five and my siblings are just amazing people too.
Yeah, no, we love her siblings, and we'll get to how we met all of them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They're in her and Dustin and Fam are here for the PGA Championship in Kiowa. So Paulina came and hung out with us yesterday, and we had quite a fun little day. We did our little golf cart tour that we tell you guys about.
You guys, best day of my life. I'm not even exaggerating at all. Everything I love to do in one day, you guys fulfilled it. Like, thank you.
Great.
Truly.
We started with Raw 167. Or was it 167 Raw?
We did a couple walks around the block to get in before.
Yeah. There was a wait.
We're not that special.
You know, that's you know, one of those things that... This is the burden that we bear now, Craig. I mean, we talk about this restaurant so much. We love it so much. And when our friends come in town, we want to take them to this one place. Right. And we really do.
You had your first oyster.
I was just about to get into that.
Yeah, first
oyster.
Justin's like, I have been trying to get you to try an oyster, and it took them two to get you to have one. And I was like, they just set it up so nicely. It just looked so inviting.
Okay, so tell me why you didn't want to have an oyster
before. Texture. Come on. That's what
every girl says.
It looks like mucus. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a booger.
And then
it was the yummiest booger I've ever eaten.
Yeah, you had a couple.
Oh, I did. And you set it up really nicely. Dustin was like, what did you have on it? And I was like, I don't know, whatever Craig put on it.
Oh, man. So, you went into detail.
Oh, yeah, we did.
With everything that happened.
No, you don't understand. I don't get out much. So that was a nice treat for me. You guys really spoiled me.
Well, that was just the start.
Yeah.
Okay, because then we did a little, what's it called? Diversion when you, no, what do you, what?
Detour?
Yeah, a detour. Wow, Craig.
No, it's impressive that I thought of
that. Yeah, that's
because
good.
I can't think of anything ever.
A little detour, and we drove by Miss Pat's house, and then
an idea. Oh, we climbed on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about this for a second.
We fangirled. That was amazing.
So Craig and Paulina were sitting there, like, you know, peering over the fence, okay? And when we drove up, normally it's Craig that's like, you know, like he perceives this, and he can see it from like a mile away, but there's a fan on the outside who was about to take like a picture, and when we rolled up, you know, Craig and Paulina just jumped on the fence, and they were like, Craig was like, look,
psychos.
You know, there's the pool where, like, you know, we did this, and there's the veranda where we did this, and you know, this fan was like, hey, you know, can you,
like, I love the show.
Yeah, Craig was like, I love the show too. We're trying to see Patricia's house.
I'm not on the show or anything, but
yeah.
Coolest part. Go ahead.
And so, yeah. So, I ended up calling her. You know, Craig could have easily called her as well, but I ended up calling her, and she was like, come in, you know, and make yourself a drink. And
we hung out with the dogs.
So when you go into Patricia's
when you go into Patricia's
house, you must know that there are five dogs that don't think it hurt a fly, right? They're all like, you know, little palms, and then there's a truffle dog.
Did you not see me? I literally ran, sat on the floor, and let them all like all jump on top of me. Like, I was like, I'm a dog lover.
Their bark animal is lover. Far, far bigger than their bite.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Know? And so they were barking for
Monty
like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. While Chauncey was the one that just, his tongue just like lays to the side.
Oh, that's amazing.
Love him.
That's my favorite tongue.
But it was great. Miss Pat is like
so inviting.
Yeah.
So hospitable.
She came down and beautiful. She was asking what we wanted to drink. And we were like, oh, you don't have to open anything. And she was like, no, I want to drink too.
I drank Austin's beer. It was amazing.
We had Austin's beer.
And that makes me happy, too, to know that she has, you know, because she doesn't drink beer, let's be honest. And to know that she has some cans.
I think it, like, honestly, I think it was left over from that craft party.
Well, but like still, the fact she keeps that she it, kept them is nice. Very yeah. nice. Yeah.
She had like a six pack.
Very cool.
So then we had a couple bottles. Well, we started
first
with a bottle of champagne.
She gave me a tour, which I mean, I just.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the tour. Oh, amazing. Tell everyone listening what the tour in her house is like.
It was incredible. I mean, to see this woman's house, it was just, I was so fortunate, you guys, honestly, to see. She has one of the only two Pocahontas paintings in the world. And I just was fascinated by the history of her home. And you don't get to see that that often. And honestly,
her chandelier. What was her chandelier?
Her chandelier, I believe, it was like one of the first like Baccarat chandeliers.
It's like 150 years old.
Yeah, no.
But Paulina knew what it was, and so Miss Pat was real.
Until she put me in check when I was like, "Oh, is that Rose Tarlo?" And she was like, "No, it's the original." And I was like, "Oh, sit down, Paulina. Sit down. Take a seat." Humbling.
And then she was like, "All right, well, what are we drinking, guys?" And she was like, "Let's drink some champagne.
Let's go outside."
Like, well, let's not, you know, you don't have to open a bottle on our account. You know, we can. She's like, "No, I want to drink."
Fast forward three bottles later.
I have all the boomerangs of Craig opening them. Yeah. Amazing.
And so does she, apparently. Yeah. She actually posted it.
Did she?
Yeah. And I have a great video of you and her, or a great photo of you and her looking at one of the Pocahontas.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, so we had three bottles of champagne in this pot. It was awesome.
Three?
To catch up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was just like a fun, you know, hangout. Like, you know, Whitney is out of town, and
we spoke to Whitney. He was super cool.
That's right. We spoke to Whitney on the phone. And she clearly was, you know, just wanted to hang out. And like, so we were not imposing at all. She was like, "Please come, let's drink, let's talk."
No, she invited us back for. I mean, she invited you guys back for caviar.
No,
she
wanted you to come. But, well, that's because we had Wheat Thins yesterday, which was great because.
It's my mom's favorite snack. You don't understand. That's all I eat is Wheat Thins and wine cheese.
We sat around the veranda passing around a box of Wheat Thins, and we were in heaven drinking groove and
Wheat Thins. Yeah.
And it was so funny because she's like, "Oh my gosh, guys, if I knew that you were coming, I would have dressed up."
I'm like, "What are you talking about? You look flawless."
And
workout gear.
So then she began to tell us that she is now beginning a partnership with a very fancy caviar.
Should we try to say it?
Oh,
all caviar is fancy.
Petrosian.
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 It's almost as hard as compartmentalized. Yeah.
Listen, that's a word that everyone should know, and clearly Petrosian.
Do you remember trying
words.
To teach me how to say that in Aspen, and you were like, "Paulina, no.
Compartmentalized?
Yeah. Don't do it to me.
You're doing good now, though.
Thank you.
I try to teach
lots of people
how to say that word.
We'll talk about that. Like, Aspen's a whole... We've been waiting months to recap Aspen.
Oh, goodness.
But so she invited us back for Petrosian caviar and beluga vodka, and she... Austin's going to learn what Mother of Pearl is.
Well, Dustin actually asked me to bring him some back. He was very excited about this.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was like, that's so... Dustin, is that like, okay for me to ask that?
Yeah,
like, what
but like, you know, what do you do? Like, you know, you have it in your
hand.
He
asked me to like, bring it back on a cracker.
No, caviar.
Bible, this is how this man works. He was like, "No, please." And I was like, "Where do you want me to hide it, Dustin, in my purse? Like, what's happening right now?
She'll hide it. She'll just give you something.
That's a logical answer. I was thinking,
it says it runs at 12,000 a kilo.
What?
A kilo of caviar.
Wow.
How big would that be?
Look, that's like some Pablo Escobar shit. We're like dealing with kilos of caviar.
What's a typical serving of caviar?
Miss Pat is trafficking caviar at the moment.
I don't know. I've accidentally ordered caviar a few times.
You accidentally ordered
because
caviar.
It was back when like I didn't really know and I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, "Oh, like, you know, caviar at market price, right?" And then like, you know, my bill would come and it'd be like, you know, $125.
Who are you ordering caviar?
I was like, "Wait, I just had like a glass of wine." They're like, "Yeah, but the caviar was $100. So I'm like, "Damn it. I didn't know that that's what I ordered."
Oh, okay. So like the tins are like between $150 to like $400. I guess we'll see. So we'll have to update.
Do you remember last year, Craig? So normally, Paulina, every year when we finish our season and it's about to air, Bravo sends us like a gift bag, right? Or like
a basket.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, congratulations.
Oh, do tell.
You know, congratulations on another, you know, successful season.
Did they send you caviar?
I've actually saved all these. Look.
Oh, my gosh. What is this? Oh, okay. Me and my eyes. You're doing this to me on purpose. Was I supposed to wear my glasses today? I can read. I can read, Craig. I can't see, Craig. Okay, let's look at this. Now I'm
going to do
this.
Austin, are you embarrassing our guest? You know she can't read.
Can I look at
Austin, X-Nay on.
Here's to a delicious new season of Southern Charm. Read
nice.
That.
Right. Okay.
Are you gonna really?
No, you don't have to read anything. I'm just saying that like those
another
are the
incredible season of Southern Charm. Hugs from the Bravo family. No, I can't keep going.
Yeah. So
Kathleen and Leslie.
Okay. Sorry. So
also, I'm never living in the same place that I'm supposed to be, so I never get these gift baskets
because no one knows where.
Yeah. So like you know, this sounds like a gift basket.
Can you just give them my like address and then I'll just get them every year and I'll be like, I'll give it.
Season next season, I happen to be living with in Florida with Paulina and DJ on the boat.
Yeah. Just filming. They might have doubled up on my order, you know, this year because I thought that you were living here, so they sent them both here and I just didn't tell you. And I just
ate. Are these all really Craig's?
I just ate all the tree nuts. I ate the tree nuts and stuff that they sent me.
Amazing.
But the reason that I brought that up is because last year in the gift basket it was so strange and so they literally sent us like a tin of caviar in like a picnic basket with like a little thing of, you know, champagne and caviar. And I was like, so you want me to go on a picnic with caviar? And I never ended up eating it.
That's so cute. Who'd you give it to?
It is really nice.
Yeah.
I kept it in my fridge for so long.
Does it have to be refrigerated? I feel like...
I would think so.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they're trying to kill you.
It was in the fridge.
They were like, we are done with Austin.
Yeah.
We're killing. The easiest way is to...
I feel like we all caviar
because that's what I like indulge in. That's like my weakness.
Should we tell everyone
bad caviar
about Aspen? Yeah, Aspen a little bit.
I'm a little scared, but here we go.
Craig and I have talked about Aspen many times, but then we were like, let's just wait until Paulina's here in the flesh.
How much can I remember? That's a real question.
Tell us how you feel.
I remember.
Aspen went.
I remember everything.
I think that's when.
Let's start from the beginning. I picked these guys up from LAX, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, I don't do nice things because I do them all the time. But I picked these guys up from LAX, and if anyone can understand LA traffic, you would understand. I'm an hour, if not more, outside of there. And these knuckleheads were packing my car up with like ski gear and everything. I can't see out the back. Austin's, you know, telling me funny SNL stories the entire time. Like, I'm trying to see here, okay?
You can't see anything anyways.
No, and you're still talking to me the whole time, and I'm still trying to see, okay?
Little did we know, I was slowly dying, and which it culminated later in the night. But
so I bring them back to my parents' house, you guys. My mom and dad. But first of all, I surprised them with myself, and then I surprised them with two new friends that I had just met for the first time. So now we had all met.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
No. Meaning we were hanging out our real first time. Like we'd seen each other before, but we
hung out the year before in Aspen.
Yeah, but
no,
I guess
hang
this
out.
Is
not
first, like,
this is like us, okay, like actually, like. Like staying together, we all like did hang out, but we left. You know what I'm saying?
This
like,
is our first trip together.
Our first trip together. And so like really spending time together. Like we had hung out in like a friend's thing, but like you and I and Craig were in a car together, and you know we were
like,
going.
This was like everyone was taking a chance. Like,
yeah,
Paulina was taking a chance inviting us. We were taking a chance.
Totally. We were like, well, I hope this all works out. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. So I left them at the house, and my mom was like, "You better invite those two fun boys." I was like, "Okay, pause. Okay, going back."
No. You need to go back. You are skipping things. Like,
okay,
like
you go ahead.
Okay, I will. Okay, and then you. So you're getting. Excited and jumping to like, you know, the meat and potatoes of it. But what you really need to do is explain kind of. So when you picked us up, yes, you were like, guys, I haven't picked up anyone from LAX in like 10 years.
I just never
Which
have picked
I was
anybody
fun.
Up
I mean,
from
it was
LAX.
Awesome. Well,
yeah,
we
but
also
like, you know,
were
you
like,
guilted her, Craig. We were like, Rick, your ass
better
be here to pick us up.
Down here. Like, what are we supposed to do when we get there?
You're like, your ass better be here to pick us up. Okay, I'm coming. And we were like,
and
that's
I was
right.
on time, which no one has ever known. I don't even believe myself that I'll be on time.
No offense, like, not against you, but like, because this was our first trip together, we didn't know if you were going to flake. Not flake, like,
so you came all the way out to LA and thinking that I was going to flake.
Not thinking, but we were just like, I mean, what if, like, maybe
oh
she, like,
Who
forgot she invited us?
No. You hadn't been responding to us all day on the plane, and I was texting
I
Craig.
Responded I responded like, all day. You two were drunk on the plane.
I mean, okay, well, that's facts. Yeah. So, okay, so I was texting Craig,
and I was like... Y'all, should we go back to the receipts? We were texting all day long.
You couldn't even go back that far to find those receipts.
Well, regardless, it was good.
And
so
you can't read.
So, and we roll in.
You just dictate on Siri. You're like, text the boys.
Yeah, but so we pull into your community or your neighbor. Wait, what do you guys call it? Neighborhood development or community?
I say I call community. My neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, but on the way there, she was like, oh, by the way, it's my mom's birthday today.
That's what's good. But she also said, my parents don't know I'm here. They think I'm in Hawaii.
I kept shocking them one thing after the other. And I was
like, so are they going to be cool with us, like, rolling
she
in?
She was like, guys, shut up. Of course.
You turned pale. Like, you were just had just seen a ghost. So I was like, oh, no. It's going to be okay, guys.
But they
were
awesome.
Have fun. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we pull up, okay? Paulina's parents don't know that she's there. And by the way, your dad is Wayne fucking Gretzky. And we pull up and we're like, okay, well, and you walk in, you're like, hey, and he's like, you know, not even shocked. He's like, not even shocked.
He's like, hi guys.
No, and you know, Craig and I are like, hey, I'm Austin, and he's like, you know, looks at me like, who did you bring into my home, Paulina? Like, who did you bring here?
Also, you're supposed to be in Hawaii.
You're supposed to be in Hawaii with your husband.
What are you doing right now, Paulina? Yeah. Do we need to have a conversation? Yeah. Probably, Dad.
And he's like, well, I had planned this surprise, but you guys are more than welcome to hang out here. So then you guys left.
Right. So we were like, we'll chill the house. And trust me, Craig and I were about to go on a self-guided tour.
Oh, yeah, we were going on a serious, like, tour.
We were going to go on a self-guided tour with a bottle of wine in our hands.
There's a lot to look around at that place.
Yeah. I'm sure there is. Yeah. And so we were going to be fine. We were going to be fine.
Yeah, until.
Until I hear three, you know, distinct, like, and I was like, crack, I think that someone's here to pick us up. Back.
Oh, it was me. We went to my mom's birthday dinner and put them at a kid's table at the end, and everyone just wanted to be at the end table with the fun. And then I'm skipping a lot. You're accurate.
Yeah, because
Craig
a lot
got
happened.
To sneak out and go to sleep. Just left Austin.
Yeah,
literally.
I had to get the keys.
We were at the end of the table, and when I tell you that they added a round table at the end of this big,
literally,
you know, gorgeous table. They ended a little. They put a little round table at the end, and that's where Craig and I sat with the younger siblings, who I love to death, like Tristan, who I was having an amazing combo with. I made your dad, you know, belly laugh because I referred to Craig as my significant other at one point, and he was like, ah, and he lit his head back. I was like, okay, I'm killing it.
Then you didn't give a speech. Okay. I was laying in the car, and I was like,
okay, let's talk about this. I don't think I've ever told this to you, Paulina, but.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's your mother's birthday, and all the most important people in her life, you know, were a lot of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Pink, who had the pleasure of meeting, obviously, all of her children. And you know, and then me and Craig. And
That's so funny.
You began, right? You did the whole thing. You're like, Mom, I would not be the woman that I am today. And it was a very, you know, nice speech.
It was really short, right? But sweet.
It was very short. It was very short. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there.
I'm a crier, you guys. Like, I can't. Do anything sentimental without just bawling. I mean, did you see the Masters? So,
yes,
yeah,
I think we all saw the Masters.
Okay, just making sure.
I know that Nick is like, yeah, duh. Yeah, I was watching the Masters. And
yeah, Nick's here with us. Obviously, we even though we're doing this in person,
he's
actually in Charleston with us now.
And we went down the line, right, and everyone was giving speeches, and I was feeling it. I was like, I've had three glasses of champagne. I'm drinking some red wine now.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I give this speech. This, like, your mother might, like, adopt me, is what I was thinking.
Truly, honestly, I think she
wanted
to.
I was like, I'm feeling it right now. And I was about to go into, like, how, like, a, you know, a woman's children is a reflection of her as a person. And I've met, like, I've had the pleasure of meeting all of your children, and they're so wonderful. And I was going to go into this whole thing, and then I just couldn't. Yeah. I was like,
you froze.
I didn't freeze. I was like, I don't think it's, like, appropriate for
stage
me to
fright?
Give.
No.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Also, he's saying that he thought fright. He was going to, like,
I was going to steal the show.
You
really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
1,000%.
Wow. I love that Craig caught on to that, and I just didn't know people could think like that.
I think that I texted Craig. I was like, I can't give a speech because I'm going to bring the house down.
Oh, the guy that was sleeping in the car, do you think he responded to that? Okay.
I was ready to, like, give it all
up. I was
like,
oh, Craig.
He's like, so we're flying, like, the plane's coming tonight at 10:30, and I was like, we got to leave tonight. I was like, oh, God. So then I had to run away from everyone, and you guys all know, listening, that I've told him that, you know, then I was throwing up in your parents' backyard. I could hear, and I never throw up, and I could hear, like, you, Paulina, being like, Craig, like, where are you?
Craig.
And I'm, like, looking up at the stars laying on your backyard, and I was like, I think this is turf, which means the throw-up's not going anywhere. And I was like, God, they're my first time here, and I'm throwing up in the backyard.
Oh, there's
we were all trying to find Craig
somewhere.
Because,
for sure.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, there has to be camera footage of that. My mom.
Why didn't you think of this when it happened? Craig just booting in your backyard.
It's right by, like, the gym room. But yeah, then we.
I got another secret to tell you guys. So Dustin didn't fly back to LA to pick us up because you two guys being on the plane was full capacity. So Dustin ended up sending us a plane for us to go to Aspen to meet him there instead of coming back to get me like he originally had planned.
But, oh my gosh.
But it all worked out because...
Did we not have the best time?
Because when
we
landed
at the same time.
The exact same time, yeah. But that was obviously planned by Dustin. He was like, guys, you're leaving at you know, 11 p.m. or something.
We taxi.
We will land at the exact same time as you.
Oh, did you miss me that much? He's like, no.
We taxi next to each other in the planes. Like, we could wave to each other through the windows.
Yeah, we were looking at my kids. We were like, hey, what's up?
Okay, okay. So we get on the plane. I'm not going to say the word that Craig always says. So we get on the private plane.
Well, you can say you weren't. What did Paulina say? I can't say PJ anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that I can't say PJ. It's just those are my going to be my initials.
Craig. No, I Craig can't
oh,
say
you
PJ.
Can't say yeah. PJ. Yeah.
I have to act like
he was like, oh my God, Paulina, that's Austin's first BJ. You're like, first off, Craig, don't say that anymore.
Second off, it sounded like BJ. So.
Yeah. And we're like, we're already like.
I mean, there's so many things to say.
So,
but Dustin worked his butt off to be able to get to these
luxuries.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, are we just sounding snobby by saying
PJ? No, because I told Patricia yesterday, I was like, Dustin and Paulina have like my dream, which they're able to fly their friends and family on vacation with them. Mm-hmm. And it was the coolest setup ever. Like, yes, mm-hmm. Austin drank a bunch of champagne on the private plane.
Okay. Okay. We had the best time.
Well, I had the
sang
best
time. Taylor Swift.
I mean, you and Sarah, and which is my brother's wife, you all guys.
Yeah, we bonded.
Oh my God, the four of us were like
all four
inseparable
of us, for sure.
On
the
that
entire
PJ.
Time.
And Craig was kind of like, you know, passed out, but like, you know, he was asleep, but not asleep. You know, he was there, just not, you know, partaking in the Austin
where
drinking
was
two
I?
Bottles of champagne.
No, you were with it.
You were right next to me.
Okay.
You were right next to me. And so was Sarah. And you were feeding off of my energy.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
you
my
were
first.
So excited.
And so, like, I had this, you know, glass of champagne in my hand, and the reason that I drank so much is because. I guess that, you know, they're waiting for your glass to be done so they can run over and fill
is
it up.
Is that what it is?
So it was
I
like
had
a
no
bottomless,
idea.
It was just a bottomless pit of champagne.
Make it up.
And so they kept coming back and they're like, boop, boop.
She's like, do I really
boop.
Have to go back there again to pour this guy more champagne?
He did.
She
he
was
did
very
do it right.
To do so.
He did it right.
As you good. Rub your chest, he did that. Yeah.
But we, I mean, it was a fantastic trip. So, well,
it really was.
There
was,
totally. So there's a first part and a second part. The first part was amazing. We all bonded.
We
so
did.
Well.
We
all
did.
Of your siblings are awesome. Your, mm-hmm. you know, Sarah and Ty are great. Your mm-hmm. best friend, Christina, and her boyfriend. And
you guys are really good at on the mountain.
Your youngest brother, yeah. you know, Tristan, acts like he's like a 25-year-old,
I
you know.
You guys don't understand. I have never allowed him to go. I was like, you have to be a certain age to be able to go on the Aspen trip. He's been calling this like the Catalina wine mixer for like his entire life. He's like, I get to go on the Aspen trip.
Is this the first time?
A second. Y'all
he came last year for
he
the Bachelor.
He came for the Bachelor.
Yeah,
the Bachelor.
Bachelor.
That's where yeah. we met. Yeah, I know. It's confusing because I was on the Bachelor trip, so everyone's like, what's happening right now? But, and I'm like, you think Dustin's going to go to a Bachelor trip? I don't think so. Hard no, people.
And that's when we all met, which
was
great.
It was. It
so,
was great. I was like, invite him over. We became best buds after
so
that.
So we had an amazing, like, 4 days, I think, of just riding and, like, watching movies and just... playing, it was
sitting
just,
by the fire.
Sitting by the fire.
The fire was probably like my
favorite. And catching up. It was
yeah.
so,
I think we went
so
through
fun.
We just had a really chill time. Like, that's what we love, Dustin and I love to yeah. do whenever we're well, around our friends.
That was until
that was.
One of our buddies invited aww. Himself on.
That was.
I mean, first of all, I was in communication with Shep, and it was because I know where you're going with this, but at the end of the day, can you finish my sentence? Because
no,
I'm afraid.
It was, look, Dustin... had the most fun. He was entertained by Shep.
I gave Dustin Shep's number, right? And he was like, for some reason, he was just like, I gotta text Shep. I was like, yeah, you know, here it is. And the next thing I know, Shep is texting me like, hey, I'm coming out on Thursday, man. What are y'all up to? I was like, oh boy, here we go. So it's like, you know, the trip can be split up into like a pre-Shep and a
yeah,
post-Shep, right?
Yes.
But it's like a BC and a, you know, before Christ and
what's the other one?
BS
yeah.
or?
You know, AD, which is, you know, after death. So, you know, BC and AD, and that's like, you know, what it is. It's like, you know, BS, which is before Shep.
Yeah.
Because everything that we did, and then there's, you know, after Shep's death, so ASD.
So you guys have known Shep for a very, very long time.
Yeah, we've known Shep for years.
Yeah. So you guys can talk about him like your brother. He's been nothing but kind to me. I enjoyed, you know, him there.
He just came in like Miley Cyrus. He was like a wrecking ball.
Woo! Yeah, no, literally, that song was playing, you guys, accurately when he walked in.
People were like running up to me and Austin.
He like came in wearing like, you know, the Hardee's suit. Remember the very first day he was there?
But they were
like that Wonder, what is it called? That thing is
the Wonder Boy?
The Wonder Bread outfit. No, I'm saying. Not wrong.
That's it. The Wonder Bread.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, Talladega Nights.
Yes, Talladega Nights.
But everyone was like running up to me in Austin, being like, "Did you see? Did you see?" And we're like, "We've seen this 100 times." But
like,
it was,
we get
like,
it,
the routine.
Guys.
You know, it was like we
the
told
routine.
Everyone what was going to happen.
We're like, he gets up and he thinks he's running like his own comedy show, and he's like, look over here. The window's open. It's a window to my soul. And then he runs over here and he's like, look, you know, the lampshade. I just had a bright idea. And he puts a lampshade on. It's like, that's his fucking thing. Like,
and you're laughing. The carrots out of the fridge. And then everyone's
you're
laughing.
I'm really good at telling the story because it's so accurate. That's literally exactly what happened.
Look, you're rehab. I'm not a quitter. I don't go there. And then he runs around. You know, he's like,
I'm going to make Paulina cry.
But
yeah. So we'll end it there. So you know where the story went. But so that was awesome, and that was our trip, and we've just, you know,
That was our trip.
I do have to add, though, one last thing, though, about Shep. I did go and have a great time with him and Taylor at dinner, and I did enjoy it very much, and they are very nice people to me.
Oh, look at you just making up for...
For what? For what y'all said?
Okay, all right, that's true.
But we also left it at, like, the most nicest thing ever. He didn't make you cry one night, Austin, or maybe he did. Okay, I definitely didn't leave at dinner because of him, but it's okay.
Oh, my God, the shade is real. Here, you guys.
It's okay. Nick's like, well, we'll probably take this out.
No, Nick's like, hell no. We're leaving this all. This is gold. This is gold, baby.
But cool. So, yeah, that's kind of a summary of us. They took us, I mean, that was probably the best.
We were there for a week.
Top three best trips of my life.
We were there for a week.
Yeah.
And
everything was taken care of.
You know,
I got a legitimate question for you guys. So sometimes I think I'm like, okay, I got another vacation coming up, and all I want to do is invite Austin and Craig. But I'm like, do I need to invite their significant others? Like, what's going on with this? Are they offended if I just invite them because we are just friends?
No. I think that
You guys are packing
the Aspen trip was, I like that it was the two of us were coming out because we had never traveled, you know, with you guys before.
Exactly. It was what me and Austin talked about.
I think, after that, say, I started a girlfriend and we had met you, down in Florida, or if you came up here and we all went to dinner and you guys became friends, then you're probably stuck. Not stuck, but yeah, you're probably going to have to be more invite Craig, his girlfriend's probably going to be invited on the trip too.
So for the very first time, you know, Craig and I, you know, for sure spoke, and it was like, well, you know, we don't want to, impose. I mean, I didn't have a girlfriend, but we don't want to compose in, you know, in any way. Like, let's go first. Let's have fun with them. Yeah. Let's let them all, let's all become, you know, great friends before, you know, we begin to be like, hey, babe, or, you know, whoever.
Well, it's a good question, but there's also a difference, I think, between, someone that you've been dating for, let's say, more than five months or a plus one.
Right. So, even my two best friends, Christina and Jeremy, I'm always like, you guys, you have to be dating for a certain amount of time to even bring them, you know.
I think that's completely fair.
And now they have two significant others that are phenomenal, and they're allowed anywhere I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's just tough because you guys are so generous and you like inviting people, but you don't want it to, even now, you're like, well, can I invite Austin somewhere, or do I have to invite him and Craig?
I'm saying I want to be able to invite you guys, but without the, significant others all the time.
Not a four-person
trip. Because I never want to be rude. I'm like, hey, Austin, Craig, y'all want to come? But, you know.
I think that's valid, though.
Yeah.
I think, you know, kind of what I just said about the first time that, you know, we wanted to go. And Craig and I had spoken about this, and we were like, it's just going to be us. It's just going to be us because, you know,
yeah,
we're
but
just going
to. Yeah, but I mean, I was in a bond. I had to at least ask you because.
No, I
but in the future.
I did.
But in the future, I would never expect a significant other come unless you had met her and been
and
to her dinner and had a personal, you know, connection with her.
Because you guys
I would
are really
never
good
expect
with Dustin
you.
As well. And Craig has known, you know, Austin's, which is Dustin's brother's
wife
forever. They've known each other and Graham and Brooke.
Right.
So
we also
there's a connection.
We have a lot of mutual friends.
We do.
I think I would have to be dating someone, officially, really dating someone for 4 to 5 months before I would even introduce you guys. But then I would definitely introduce you. We would go down to Breakers or something for a weekend, or you came up here, and then when you guys became friends with her, I would expect her to get invited too, but never
No, totally.
Craig, I saw online that you had been hanging out with a girl for a month.
Does that mean that I have to invite her down to the Bahamas?
No. We always see who guys are dating online, let's be honest.
But it's a good question.
Don't believe everything you read.
Hello, do you know who I am? I believe it all.
I don't think, Aspen is different because, you had never met him and you want it.
And I mean, I would get mad at either of us if we tried to bring someone that you hadn't met.
I would never get mad at you guys, but I would just, I like to talk about things so I can understand communication.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
And that's important. And that's what we do a lot on this podcast is we talk about shit that everyone has in their head that they never really talk about.
Love that. I talk to myself a lot, so.
Second brain's a big thing here.
Second brain is different than what we're talking about at the moment.
Second brain is like when you're driving down the highway and you're just like, what if I just swerved in front of those other cars? Or what if
that
I just
happens
ran?
To me all the time.
Yeah, I know. We've got a whole email folder, like, because that's why I don't like heights, because I think about jumping the entire
time.
Your
knees start wobbling.
No, no, you're thinking about jumping, Paulina. It's like main word that he uses is launch. It's like, what if I just launched myself?
Now, why would you do that?
I don't know.
Do you think you're a bird?
No, but there's
no Superman? But second brain.
There's something in my head that's just like.
So I wish I would have brought my Oculus because you guys, I have the funniest.
I have an Oculus. Oh, but your Oculus.
No, it doesn't matter. Any Oculus.
Yeah, you can have
I have a fucking Oculus.
This is hilarious. Have you done the plank? Should we all try to do the plank?
No, what is the plank?
The plank. Okay, so you make your set plank. You go in an elevator. You go all the way up to the top. And then you get to walk out on the plank. And you're on a high rise. And me and my kids, and I pushed my kid. And he was like, Mom, no. It just melted to the floor.
They are fun. I got my brother one for Christmas. And we all got to play, like, you know, with the dinosaurs and stuff. At Jurassic Park. And my mom's kind of, you know, it's fun watching, like, your parents do it.
Well, I was like, Dustin, are you going to share? Are you going to share with me?
Wait, Austin, did you know that?
I'm charging it, so we'll talk.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
We'll talk for 10, and then we gotta do the plank.
I want to know a little bit. So there's a few things that we don't know that much about you because you have never told us. No, but you have like a singing career. Like you're a singer and an actress. You had a song that was on one of my favorite shows.
Oh, okay, she literally played it for us. This is amazing.
But weren't we drunk in Aspen?
That's the only time I'll ever play my music.
We were never drunk in Aspen, Craig.
Are you okay?
We were never.
Craig, we both had our moments. Well,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a straight up delinquent when I'm out on vacation time. Like I love it. It's like the time where my kids were there, mind you. But they're great. Austin
spent a morning watching like.
We all did on
the last day. You and me and your kids watched like three Madagascar movies.
Which Soul is not literally a children's
movie. No, it's really not.
I wish I never watched it.
No, I'm a little scarred from it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, guys. Yeah, wait. Hold on.
We went to Madagascar. Yeah.
Soul is a messed up little movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Where like you should. No, you know, eat some mushrooms or something and watch it with like, you know, your husband or what, like just
yeah, but
like
a little kid's gonna be like
freaky.
So I can die and then come back or
yeah,
like should
like,
I like
happening?
Be scared
dude
Mom,
that's like SpongeBob okay
was? Like I was like no like, baby no
there was like a period of time when people were like, you know, when little kids were drowning because they were trying to find you a Bikini Bottom for SpongeBob.
Okay, don't call me Jesus, Greg.
I'm just saying.
So morbid. I mean, I'm just gonna cry.
Soul
now.
Is morbid.
Yeah.
Totally.
Paulina's gonna like fill her pool up with cement now. I'm be like, no one's using the pool.
It's all gonna be drained when we get back.
Gonna be like, what did the boys say this
no,
time?
No, you guys don't understand. When my kids were like literally 3 months old. I mean, I just not 3 months, maybe about a year. I just tossed them into the pool. That's how they learned to swim.
Oh yeah.
Toss them. Throw them.
That's amazing.
No, my kids didn't toss them. Learn how to swim.
And how many are still with us today?
Are they good
at all swim? Of them, or it's hard.
All of them.
Jesus, Craig! You don't need more than
that.
What is wrong with you?
We're looking for Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
Where's SpongeBob? Yeah, look. Oh my God, that's terrible. Okay, wait. Let's go back to your singing career.
Season two.
Okay, yeah.
Beach.
So it played when Kristen and Steven were. Yeah,
shout out to Kristen.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because I'm sitting in my room. I'm in high school, and you know I'd done these piano lessons, and my Michael Lord, he was like, sing this song, and I'm on like GarageBand. Like I'm like, what are we doing right now? And then all of a sudden I'm like. That asshole, somebody else is singing my song. And I was like, wait, that's me. Like, I had no idea that it was even going to be on it.
No way.
None.
Like, if I asked Alexa to play,
to play
would,
it,
would
yeah,
it pop
I
up?
It.
I don't try.
Okay, wait, what's it called?
Collecting Dust.
By Paulina Gretzky.
Uh-huh. Is it not going to play it?
Alexa, play Collecting Dust by Paulina Gretzky.
I can't find the song.
You're such a dick.
Fuck you, Alexa. Alexa, you're fired.
Yeah.
Does she not have iTunes?
Yeah, throw it out.
It's just connected to Spotify.
Wait, and you
just
said
Spotify.
Oh, okay. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Some of these are good. I Will Remember You. What a beautiful song. You sang that at the Heritage Classic in Edmonton.
That was really cool. I did with David Foster. He set me up. We did practice rounds of it. He did a version for me. I was like a string bean, and I just looked like I was freezing to death. And
do you get nervous?
Wait, what?
Back then, I did it. I mean, I was so tiny. Like, okay. I was like, how was I standing? I look like an icicle. You should see how cold it was. It was awful.
Well, that's what happens. Like, you know, you're 5'8", as we discussed. And when you were, that was me too. I was a string bean. I was a stock of celery.
I get real nervous right before live TV. That's the only thing that gets me.
All my nerves ended before up live TV, like later on. Why I didn't want to pursue anything.
Wait, what?
Like my nerves took over.
Oh,
like the reason I didn't want to ever like go that type of route was because I would get so nervous.
In front, I mean, there was probably a lot of people in the crowd.
Well, that was my mom going, "Do it." We talk about launch. She launched me into that.
That's amazing. That's exactly what that is.
She's the best. And yeah, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, your mom's like, "Look, it's not
I really
that
had
hard,
no choice." It's kind of like Dustin. She was like, "Here it is."
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be kind of crazy growing up. I mean, I know you spent your whole life talking about that, so we're talking about other stuff here, but. You know, forever. I mean, I guess we haven't. Yes, there's not an elephant in the room, but the little bit of an elephant in the room is yes, your dad's probably the greatest hockey player ever. And so he was
probably in that sentence.
Is he not the most down to earth? Like,
oh, he was. He was. People asked me how he was, and I was like, exactly how you would
think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but just like a legend and just so humble.
But you were born. Like he was already in his prime when you were born.
Yeah. So watching his retirement game was probably one of the coolest experiences of my life.
How old were you?
I think I was 10. Gosh, I'm probably someone's gonna Google that and make fun of me. My dad was having a panic attack one time when I was singing the Canadian national anthem, and he's like, "If this bitch gets this wrong, YouTube forever. It's going everywhere." I nailed it.
Well, did you do sports growing up?
All of them, yeah. He always calls me his best athlete. I swear, if we could get him on the phone right now,
Shout out to Ty.
I would charge at people, pancake them into the wall. Ty would like run away from the puck or like skate away from it, you know. Trevor, you guys, my brother Trevor, actor. He is in the new Saw movie. It's called The Spiral.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's doing a bunch.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of
bunch. He's pretty awesome. Trevor Gretzky, him out.
Yeah, he's like a sleeper, a little bit of a sleeper.
Yeah, he's
didn't
just
Trevor
really,
get you know something when all this you know shit like with Army Hammer was going on and Army got fired from something and your brother got that role.
That's a really great question that we should ask Trevor. Yeah. I did not know that.
I was talking to him about it, and I didn't know if he was bullshitting with me because what I learned is that your brother bullshits 24/7. So I didn't know what was real.
I'm like that
too
a little bit, and I'm like, wait, I'm not a pathological liar. I just forget things.
But I can tell when you're bullshitting.
It also says
Trevor is an actor.
It says a lot about your family and siblings, though, that Austin and I stay in contact with them after this trip.
Right.
Like, that's how like down to earth everyone was.
Everyone just really connected.
Yeah.
It says a lot about you guys too.
I wonder how much Shep talks to him.
you just can't help yourself, can you?
No.
As much as he needs to.
Yeah. He did come by the store opening on, when did you come? Sunday?
Yeah.
Which was really nice. He just got back from the Bahamas. Austin's been at the store a lot.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
Patricia did come by, but Paulina came by the store to surprise me.
I did, and I'm like, why are you not here?
But
like,
it's not a surprise happening? When you show up at like 11 o'clock on a Monday.
And she tried
Hello,
to FaceTime
Mom.
Me, and I was like, I used the excuse, I was like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes, because I had just gone down to the couch. Like, I was disheveled.
You don't
think
I knew that? You don't think I knew that?
That's why she went, said she wouldn't, like, she was like, oh, man, I know that Craig isn't going to be here, so I'm going to go. And be like, I came to your store.
That's not what happened.
And then we roped her into lunch.
I truly thought I was going to surprise you. I really thought you
was
going to be
really
like,
sweet.
What? Thanks.
But, yeah.
Are you guys literally trying to make me?
So many people brought me.
Can I throw this in the freezer?
Yeah. So many people. Oh, those were all my gifts from opening day. People just brought me, like, food. And...
Okay, and this is when, this is, oh, cool.
This is why we all have drinking problems in drugs.
I noticed that a little bit. I was like, wait, I feel like this is going to be a bender week. This is happening.
Well, and we always have.
And I was like, I'm not drinking today. Literally a glass of wine in front of me. I think a shot of tequila. My drink that I'm clutching is water. I'm drinking 3 liters of water
DJ
today.
Paulina and DJ love Casa Azul.
I love Casa Azul.
So Reposado. I bought you a bottle of Casa Azul.
That was very nice. I tried to teach you to ring the bell. You're just really bad at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're gonna. So Alexis just walked in, Jerry's wife. You might have to be a reoccurring guest, Paulina.
Oh my gosh, like, I'd love that.
Whenever we run into each other.
which is quite often.
Wait, are we coming to stay on the boat? Is that where we should stay if we come visit you?
You could stay at my house.
Oh, okay.
I do have beds.
No. But every time that I talk to Dustin, he's like, I just bought this boat. And I like to go out on the boat, and I like to fish and catch big things and do things on the water. And you and Craig should stay.
You're making him say.
Yeah,
you're
so country.
Sorry.
Where is he from?
South Kakalak.
No, the only thing he disappointed us with
peas and carrots.
He didn't do the Southern Masters dinner, which we were like, oh, DJ.
Do you remember that talk?
I didn't even talk to him about that. Do I remember anything from that night?
Okay, well, we talked about it, you know, that night, and we were making fun of him for, like, his interview skills.
We were making fun of him.
Okay, well, you always make fun of him. That's...
Oh, my God, that's so mean. I don't. I love you, Dustin, so much. I promise.
But that night,
they're either babysitting us or we're babysitting them.
You do babysit me sometimes.
I grab you sometimes and I'm like, go say sorry.
I know. I do the same thing to you. When we were leaving the airport, I was like, stop.
We can't talk about this. Literally, it's not okay.
Okay, but do you remember that we were sitting around the fire?
Yeah.
And we were making fun of his, like, you know, interview with the Masters. We were like, Dustin, say that you like anything more than just a pimento cheese in a sandwich. We were making fun of him.
Did anyone see the video of him making a pimento cheese sandwich?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh my gosh.
I was laughing. I was having
dreams about it. I was like, this is amazing.
I love it.
So
this is amazing.
He's like, you grab two pieces of white bread.
He's just so cute. Like, I'm just like, two pieces.
But that's what he said. He was going to have his grandma's like recipe for country fried steak at the dinner. Right. But the sea bass that you guys love that we had out and asked
him. Ended up doing some
like... What's it called?
Miso like, sea bass?
Yeah.
I love it.
But the other stuff was just
I know,
like
but we thought that he was going to go like country fried steak with like grits. Some collards and grits. Yeah. And
I was actually kind of even surprised because, you know, I found out the night. Actually, I found out when you texted me.
I know. I texted you. I was like, what the hell happened?
I was like, what happened? I don't even know what you're talking about.
We had an entire conversation at the fire.
We had a plan. He promised me.
So let down. That's why I don't get my hopes up for a lot of things.
No, it was
it was
so
just really funny because, you know, because he clearly was like, okay, well, everyone loves filet. And I love, you know, the miso sea bass. Yeah. And
Dustin's really kind with everybody. He wants to make sure everybody's
very considerate.
Has.
Definitely.
Yeah, he is considerate.
Well, I'm telling you guys, I don't know how to appropriately say it, but the trip.
Sorry, say it again. Appropriately.
The trip that you guys took us on was, I mean, there was not one thing that could have been better. It was like, it would
did we
really,
do it right? Did we host? Yes. Are we the hostess with the mostest?
Yes, so much fun.
Yeah, they really consider everyone.
We're always like make sure everyone gets fitted for their ski wear and everybody has. And
that's
you guys
a whole nother story. That was wild to me. Y'all had a ski shop
in the guest house.
Yes. And when we walked in, they're like, okay, what size do you have, Austin? 12? Okay, do you need headphones? Do you need a helmet? Do you need goggles? And I was like, holy shit. I need it all.
How about, we're not going to tell this story to the fullest, right. But when I was connected, when Dustin's phone was connected to your helmet that you were wearing, don't you dare say what I said.
Well, I was like, hello? Is this God?
Are you there, vodka?
Yeah.
Pauline,
I was
it's
like,
me, Austin.
Justin. I was like,
All right, guys. Well, while Austin and Paulina decide whether they're going to tell that story or not.
We are not.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with one of our BFFs, Paulina, after this quick break.
I have to tell you about an amazing new service I found called FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things. Everything from art prints and posters to the travel photos sitting on your phone. With Mother's Day around the corner, FrameBridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, select gifts ship next day. Here's how it works. Just go to FrameBridge.com and upload your photo. Or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you pay at a framing store, and trust me, I know about that, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when they use our code Pillows and Beer. Look, moms are always juggling work, homeschooling, etc., especially in these times more than ever. They deserve to be acknowledged for all of their constant love and hard work. We love moms. We love our moms. We love your moms. Is there a mom in your life that you'd want to recognize and send a FrameBridge gift to? Because I know I cannot wait to find the perfect frame to send to my mom for Mother's Day for her to enjoy forever and ever. Let me tell you, I used to spend hundreds of dollars at frame stores here in Charleston until I found FrameBridge. I've gotten a ton of my photos from my phone, priceless, irreplaceable photos that, you know, you forget about until you scroll back through your photo album and your photo reel. And now with a click of a button, I have them hanging on my wall at home and I love it. Get so many compliments on it and it's so easy. I cannot believe I didn't start doing this earlier. So join me, join Austin, get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift, aka your mom, next week. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, that's FrameBridge.com, and use our code PILLOWSANDBEER, PILLOWSANDBEER. FrameBridge.com, promo code PILLOWSANDBEER. Sometimes I just don't have the time or energy to cook, especially something healthy. I mean, from running Sewing Down South, the new law firm I just opened, doing this with Austin and all of our other projects, traveling around the country, it's just really tough to keep my fridge stocked to go grocery shopping and eat healthy. And honestly, I don't feel great when I end up eating takeout for almost every meal. This all changed once I found Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables, right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it, so you waste less food too.
Yeah, there's no need to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code PILLOWSANDBEER to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code PILLOWSANDBEER for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. We're here with Paulina Goretzky, the amazing, talented singer, actress, best friend of ours, Sports Illustrated model, Instagram smoke show, and I don't know, you have your own cult following. So, Austin, what would your lead-in be for her?
Jeez, Craig, I don't know if I can.
I have never done Sports Illustrated. I wish I had, but wow. I just love you before. I'm obsessed with you. No, I am not an actress. I am not a singer, and I am not on Sports Illustrated. But I am obsessed with you,
Hello. And I'm going to run with that. Yeah. Pillows and Beer.
Where we lie.
The Playboy model.
I'll tell you a funny story about Playboy.
Happened. Did you do Maxim?
I did Maxim.
Okay,
I did,
well,
I did,
Maxim.
Yeah.
I was made that up. Maxim over Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Well.
Gracing the cover of Cigar Aficionado.
Oh, God.
We are with the incomparable Paulina Goretzky. Give a round of applause.
We have no idea what she did.
Another instance of me saying best friend of someone and being
BFF,
like,
what?
Playboy model.
Who are you?
Maxim. AFHM.
Y'all, I don't know who's sitting next to me, but...
Emmy Award artist.
Wait,
that's Grammy, Greg.
Grammy. Oh, Emmy singing. No, Emmy's TV.
Emmy's TV. Grammy's music. Hopefully we're invited.
We need
guys,
a fact check thing,
I think that Paulina should join our show.
Would you like me
to? Southern Charm.
Yeah. I think you should join Charm. And I think that, you know, Dustin's on the road all the time, and Dustin would be like, look, go... And have fun.
Is that what you think what would happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't know.
Do you have a Playboy story? What were you saying?
I do have a Playboy story.
Oh, I was totally kidding about the Playboy cover.
So, see? Well, you were lucked out today.
So, Dustin, I just remember I love you. So, Playboy asked me to do, you know, Playboy. And I was like, yes, this is a great opportunity. Like,
what
so,
year?
It had to been right when we started dating. So, I want to say around 2013.
Is it before they cut the nudity or after?
I want to say...
Oh, it was before, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't cut it until, like, 16 or 17.
Okay.
And, October 9th, 2017.
Austin knows the exact day. He's like, in this day in history.
It was 6:39 p.m. when the news was broken to me.
That is so dark. Okay. So, yeah. They gave me an amount and number, and Dustin was like, absolutely not. I'm going to match it. You're not doing it.
Oh, that's amazing. Like, okay. What an awesome move by DJ.
I'm going to match it?
I don't think so. I was like, okay.
I mean...
So
Dustin, even though that was money an amazing is not move.
The thing, it was that I could tell it bothered him. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
you
which
know
is what? Fine.
I feel like it's fine.
You post a picture of fine. You in a bikini, everyone on earth, that's just what it is. They're like, oh, you're not thirst trap.
Yeah. They're like, Wayne would be so upset. I'm like, my dad is not upset, you guys. My dad is not looking at my Instagram right now. Like, my dad is like,
I like
Magoo. I love you.
The like, rainbow, the rainbow dress for your birthday was my.
Oh my god! It still pops yours. Up. It pops up on my yeah. Explore page no, all the time.
I made that dress. I designed that dress
in St. Bart's, right?
Yeah, it was actually in Baker's Bay.
Yeah, that was in Baker's.
Yeah, you and guys, it was heartbreaking going over to the Bahamas during that time, but you know. It was like,
but we did.
We did.
But we did.
On well, no, plane. Seeing everything. Everyone was allowed to be there. Okay, I'm done with you guys. With the next conversation.
No, it's fine.
You guys go get on your private jets.
Yeah. Damn it.
We were broken while we were hanging out in the Bahamas.
So can I be like a friend on Southern Charm? Like, do I don't know. Yeah. Like,
no. You, so that's the thing is that you can. So the two things are you can always come, and that's what they keep saying. They're like, invite her to the party, invite her up. Like, yeah. You can always be there.
But I feel if like you wanted to be like out.
A paid.
Let's get you and Christian to come down at the same time.
Where?
And just fuck shit up.
Be like, y'all don't even know.
Just like roll in yet. And rip everyone's heads
and just
off.
Just be like, I don't care about
okay,
you.
Okay, but let's talk for a second. Is she not flawless? I think I saw her one time in LA, just like walking by, and I was just like, you smell good, you're pretty. Like, wow, I love you.
She's prettier in person.
You sound like me and Craig.
I saw her in person. You guys were able
which
to
people
smell
are so is you, by the way.
People yeah. said that.
You are prettier in person.
Like, walking around, they were just like, wow, she's even prettier in person.
That's so nice. Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
But Kristen's, all, I like Kristen's, yeah, she's a
bad
bitch.
Yeah, what if they,
yeah,
what
I've
if
been
they
a fan of her
together?
That would be
at like yeah. some party.
It would shut Charleston down. It'd be great. Well, it's just because
I feel like
it's
we would
new.
Shut Charleston down.
It's something new, and we're like we do the same thing here all the time.
What do you mean?
I love new things.
Just like the city's very small. Like yes. anytime you walk into a bar here, you have
you run
four
into
or
ten
five,
different
like,
ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, easily. Yeah. So
I get the welcome party.
Yeah, Charleston I'm not. Like, you guys have a lot like, of girls here. Like a lot of girls. Every street I see is just all female.
Flooded.
Well, at the welcome party, like it's amazing. My partner Amanda was like, "Oh, your ex is here." I was like, "Amanda, four of my exes."
Yeah, I was like, definitely.
Definitely. It's something that you get used
are you okay?
to in Charleston.
Yeah. Like, you know, mixed wedding?
Yeah.
Like, you know, mixed wedding, I was talking to, like, you know, the groomsman, and I was like, yeah.
Y'all oh, are a little bit like
terrible.
The
I was like,
crashers.
There are eight you people are. Here that I have a history with.
You guys, he said what? History.
Yeah, history.
Okay, fine. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I've slept with
a few nights with? Yeah.
Fine,
what did we define
it
as hookup?
It really wasn't
well, that's
really
a good question, because when I came down to college, everyone's version of hookup is different.
Same.
For me, hookup is making out.
Me, hookup is everything.
Okay. So, and
everything.
That's a sudden. And
so
here,
to hookup yeah. is to have sex.
Hookup, no. Meaning oh. like if my lips touched another.
Then we hooked up?
We hooked up.
Yeah, that's,
1,
I think
1,000%.
Like, did you guys
let's hook up right now.
Touch
my
lips.
Don't excited. In our fucking relationship. All right. So if you invite me, you don't
sorry.
Have to invite
sorry.
Us.
Sorry.
We always have to be one.
I still want
to
come hang out with you guys.
Oh,
he's
come
like,
on.
Please still invite
we
me to the trip.
It is funny as shit.
It is.
But
Craig is
touch,
so uncomfortable.
You cannot say. I know Craig is.
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah.
Craig's like.
Watch
check,
me try and
check,
hold Craig's hand
check.
Right now.
No.
Oh God, he hooked up.
It's happening. He put his hand on the table, you guys, to make sure everyone knew he wasn't holding my hand.
He's face down.
Hand check.
He's like, no, don't touch me.
No, but it was because in college, everyone would be like, oh, did you guys hook up last night? And then you say yes, and then all of a sudden the story would be different. It'd be like, well, you guys said you hooked up, and I'd be like, we did. We came back to my room, but we didn't have sex. And they'd be like, well, you said you hooked up.
Yeah.
And so
I think that hooking up is anything past. First base.
I
no,
think.
No. Well, then, what do you call it? We kiss.
What do you call having sex?
Past.
So why even talk
past,
about
that? Past making out. Yeah. Anything is
made
hooking
out,
up.
But you still hooked up.
No, hooked up after second base.
What the hell, Nick?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. So what do you say if you had sex with a girl? Like I banged her.
Yeah.
No, you say I hooked.
You hooked up?
I say I hooked up. No
actually.
What.
Actually, that's a really good point, because honestly,
you
I wouldn't
hit
want
a ground
guy
rule
to say
double.
That you hooked up with me, like if unless we really did.
I think hooking up's different.
Okay,
than sex.
Okay, so like,
well, then so what's hooking up to you?
You're right. I'm saying I'm realizing
everything
your
but
point
sex.
That I'm saying that every so we're, everything but sex.
Was that hooking up?
Yeah.
What about butt sex?
Butt sex.
Oh, okay.
Did you not get it?
Gotcha. Now the college kids, we're gonna start like the college kids are gonna be like, God, what do we call what now?
Butt fuck it.
But yeah, I call hooking up everything until sex, and then if I had sex with them,
I guess
I would say
I had sex with them.
What? Yeah.
That is hooking up.
Yeah. I don't talk to people about my business, but y'all do whatever you want.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, back in the day.
I know, back in the day.
Like, what would you say? Like, in college? Like, well, also, guys don't care, by the way. Austin does. He gets mad at me all the time. Because I won't tell him. But, yeah, the hookup thing is always funny because some people think it's, like, everything but sex, and some people... I gotta stop saying.
No, we're literally this podcast is gonna be called Everything But Sex.
Yes,
Everything But Sex.
Oh my God, Alexis, what do you think? What do you say? No, but like, what do you?
What do you mean? No, I am too.
I'm saying, like, if you heard someone talking, what? How?
They thought you said Alexa.
Oh no, Alexa's gone crazy. I'm just saying, if you heard me tell Austin that I hooked up with a girl, would you think that that meant I had sex with her, or just like?
Made out.
Because I know you, yes, but...
Wait, yes what?
Yes, you had sex with her.
Okay. Yes. Craig's,
that's what I'm saying.
Craig's having sex.
Also, okay. who's just doing... If we're not in high school, who's just doing that? Who's just making out?
I just made out with someone the other weekend. I don't want to say names.
And
you
didn't go home with them?
No. Well, usually, like...
Did you go home with somebody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually... Oh, jeez. See, usually
I can bring people down.
Why did you ask me that follow-up question? How did you know to ask that?
I know, because there's no way a man can hold himself back.
See, I do.
No. That night, I did not. No. You're right. No.
So you made out with one girl, but then you slept with another.
No, wrong. That was not. No, Austin is single. And that's what Austin is.
Austin is actually allowed to do whatever he wants to do.
Shit, he wants.
Truly, you are. Butt
sex.
That's what single life is. Butt sex.
Yeah. God damn it! I love you. Okay, so no, I did not. I did not go home with another girl. You know that night.
Okay. I just had
like a fun like make out.
Is that fun?
It was a lot of fun.
I forgot how much I love to make
people?
Out. I really
no, 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 crap. No,
I forgot
no,
about
no.
It.
In this day and age, hell no.
Well, you do a lot of things in front of people you shouldn't do.
He feels like he could trust you, Craig, but honestly, I don't know. We can't anymore.
I thought Craig was like on my side.
I like,
back.
You want to know the ones, those accounts that you hate?
Come right from this room.
Yeah, I know it does. It definitely does.
Instagram accounts also now.
Craig runs Dumois. Okay, let's debunk this right now.
Okay, let's debunk it.
I only have one.
I'm shocked.
I have. No, no, stop it. I'm shocked. Because someone accused me recently. Inadvertently.
Oh, fake accounts?
I have two. It's my account and my beer account, which is King's Calling.
I have the law firm.
Confirm, Paulina. How many accounts do I have?
Yeah, you only have literally two.
Which
King's
is my
Calling
account
Brewing. Yeah.
And my account. And okay, so
sure.
There's no like, you know, AB, you know, XD, Y's.
Oh.
There's no like.
No, you really
some
don't have a
account that looks at people's stories.
Are
that.
You kidding me? Like, all the girls that probably look at mine are probably on fake accounts.
I wish
I had more gold.
Sewing down south and kind of.
Yep.
Yeah, so
okay,
you would see.
You confirmed. So, Craig and I do not have any fake accounts.
I have a second.
Do you, Paulina?
No, you just looked at my phone.
No.
Well, no, this one here, you can look at it. What does it say?
It says you have Paulina Gretzky and then you have Paulina married Jean. What is that?
Which is one I made that, like, I bought my rights to my name. That's my name.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not
so, like,
me lying.
It's not, yeah, because if you looked at it, I'd be like,
it
literally
Paulina
says
Mary
it's Paulina.
Jean.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's literally my whole name.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to Pillows and Beer. All right, and welcome back to episode 16 of Pillows and Beer. Is it 16?
17.
Holy shit.
Oh, everything okay. But.
Here come the jokes.
Yeah.
Here come the fucking
it's
jokes.
It's your 16.
I get it.
Here come the fucking jokes. Okay.
No, we're definitely leaving that in, and that was amazing. Do you ever have to break Austin and DJ up? Like,
no.
Do you get in, well, I'm saying, like, do they ever get, like, fighting like
no.
Brothers do and you have to
do
break
you
them
know
up?
Dustin?
I know. He's so calm.
Dustin is so calm. Dustin
yeah,
doesn't
so
even
chill.
Like to fight with anybody. Like, sometimes I'm like, I'm trying to break you. Fight with me. And he's like, no.
Yes, we've seen that. And he's just like, I'm falling out. I just want you to love me.
Yeah, he's like, hug.
How,
like,
what
no.
Is your favorite way to fuck with Dustin? Like, there are a slew of
all of the ways.
Honestly, like, I don't do it on purpose. I'm he is very, very, he likes to be on time. I don't.
Shocker.
Yeah, I've gotten better through the 10 years, but I literally, I don't know. If you could give me, like, what do you mean by, like, what's the best way?
No, like, to, like, I mean, I guess we saw it. Like, you just like to poke, like, you know, try to get a reaction on him. But he is
so
calm.
You really think I do?
I mean, sometimes. I'm just like any girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right.
1,000%. Yes, let's stop it. He's just trying to sugarcoat this. And it's no sugarcoat.
You're like, well, leave him alone. Leave him alone,
Paulina. Okay, so we'll go with this. What are the boundaries, though? You don't do it during a golf week?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do not. I've learned my lesson in that way. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm a little angry this week. I'm gonna stay home.
So funny enough that you say that, because we talked to you the Masters week, and you're like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to be the reason for anything,
right?
You know, I don't put like, you know, juju nothing. In the atmosphere for us, but you are doing it. Yeah, but you are doing our podcast, you know, this week.
That's very, which I think, is a because major he had just won the Masters, and that was just very you know. And this week, it's all good vibes, all good energy towards Dustin. Totally. He's in a really great mindset.
He's like the so local excited. Kid,
and I he loves Charleston, you guys. He loves everything about it, and I mean, honestly, here's a little like scoop because I am getting married, but he wanted to get married in Charleston. Like that's where he wanted to do it. But.
Yeah. I mean, look, the people are coming by the store where everyone's rooting for DJ.
Yeah. I really love that.
And Justin told you to come
and
to
he's
it
such
too.
A,
he was like,
yeah,
go
no,
and
he
do
was like,
your
are
podcast.
You crazy?
Yeah.
He was like, go do that right now. Which and he was like, and bring better. Me back bring some, me caviar. Some caviar. And yeah, I was like in my purse. And you're like, Tupperware. Okay.
Yeah. Aluminum foil.
Yeah. I was like, that could work. You're right.
Just get it.
You know, everyone did think, whatever, am I going to hold it the whole way? You know, it was like a quick thought in your head.
Like this.
He looked at me like this. And he had his hand out. He was like, with this.
Your caviar and like a cream freeze or something. I don't know.
Everything but, yeah.
Cream fraiche.
Well, do you want to tell, I mean, this is up to you.
Okay.
You don't have to. Do you want to give your, because you have a different theory on relationships or whatever, but you've been together for 10 years, two beautiful children. Do you want to tell people what your reason for not being married yet is? That's up to you.
Yeah. I just did things my own way. I just didn't want to listen to how everyone else viewed things. I fell in love with someone so fast, and we just had the best things that ever happened to us happen so quickly. And the most important thing was my kids and Dustin and his career. And those things took precedence, and those things needed to be established. And actually, after he won the Masters, I was like, I got this. Like, let's do it. Let's get married, because now is the time. This makes sense.
Well, we know from experience, well, we don't live inside the lines either. And I definitely don't listen to how everyone else live their lives. So
Craig has a few kids out there. I'm just kidding.
I was just waiting for the green jacket to tell everyone about.
I really was.
No. I mean, so.
It made sense to me.
So why did it just like, you know, hit you or click with you, or all of a sudden, you know, after the Masters, you were like,
this guy has no downtime. He has no downtime to lock in a date. The stresses of getting everything ready for a wedding would take over mine and his life. And what I needed to be was his teammate. Like, I needed to be there for him, to support him and love him and make sure that he's accomplishing what he needed to do. And that's what I did. And now I deserve to have a little bit of this time for me.
Well, and I'll say, like, that makes a lot of sense. I bet Dustin would have gotten married at any point. Is he the romantic?
He is the romantic. Yeah. So I was like, let's go to a courthouse. And let's just Sarah Jessica Parker it. Like,
and he's like,
City,
I want
to
do.
No, and he was like, no, baby, I want to party. And he was like, I want everyone to celebrate us.
That way, yeah. I am with you, pal.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to be the center of attention. Okay.
Fine.
No, it really gave me anxiety a little bit.
But it'll be dancing and fun. And
oh, y'all, I'm going to have about 10 like wardrobe changes. And you guys are going to have the best time there.
I love it. Can't wait.
AKA means you're invited.
And the invite happened here on Bottles and Beer.
We'll see if Austin's invite is vetoed after. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't say where it's going to be or the date, but I just officially got my venue.
Oh, cool.
And my date committed today.
She did tell Miss Pat her second choice yesterday, and Miss Pat's face was just like, ugh. And Paulina was like, wait, what? And she's like,
should I not go here?
She was like,
but Justin and Hailey Bieber got married there. Was like, so like, what's the problem?
She was like, I feel like your first pick is a lot better than your second.
Which definitely means it wasn't up to par.
Which is hilarious, by the way.
Which I still like loved. I was like, okay, thank you.
Well, we're gonna
thank you so much.
We're in a couple of minutes. We'll probably head over there for the caviar tasting. But you just went through the pandemic as a mom, which is nuts. Austin and I just had to keep ourselves alive, and that was what we thought was challenging.
Yeah. Guys, entertained,
but to have children during the pandemic would be nuts. Yeah. And they're young, so I guess it's a two part. It's like, whoa.
I don't really care about the, sorry, I can't say I don't care about the pinata. I was going to say, how much harder was it having kids? But really, I was going to ask, are they at the age where they're starting to play sports? Or what is, I mean, you grew up under a professional athlete. So what's it like being a kid in a professional athlete's home?
I just know to not put the pressure on my children. I let them go wherever they would like to. My kid, River, he just belts away singing all the time and just is still athletic. And Tatum is just phenomenal at all sports. But we let them, you know, they're in karate. They do all the same, like, normal things, t-ball, all the things that kids do. You know what I mean? We want to make them as normal as
they're great humanly, kids,
great
by the
kids,
way.
Great kids. And Dustin, just so you guys know, is one big kid. So it's honestly, during that whole situation, the last year, it's been the best year for us. It made me figure out that I wanted to actually truly set a date and get married. It had Dustin, I mean, come on, tour championship, Masters. I mean, he had a phenomenal year. I feel like I got the house together. Like, we did it.
I think it's going just fine.
Yeah, yeah. We had a great year.
Well, do you have something to add?
No, just that. I mean, kind of, you know, listening to you say that you're like, you know, you don't want to put pressure on them because that must be, you know, well, my dad's a professional hockey player and so that means that I must, you know, be something, and obviously, you know, your kid's dad is a professional golfer, and it's like, you know, so then they must, well, at the moment, you know, they don't have any pressure because they're so young.
No, my kid just for the first time was like, do you know you're famous? And I was like, who told you that? And it was his friend Madison in class, and he's like, Madison told me you were famous, and I was like, no.
That's
and I was like, well, are
so
you
that,
famous?
So,
he goes,
so
no,
you
mama,
famous?
Me and Dada are famous.
Yeah.
My family is famous. Like his...
So less famous. So,
and I'm like, do you even know what that means?
Getting to
but
that
then my
point.
3-year-old will be like, what does never mind mean? So like, it's like they're learning how to like learn certain words.
That's amazing. Yeah. Right. River has the blue eyes? Or?
River has the brown eyes. River is my coloring.
River has the brown eyes.
Uh-huh. And then Tatum
has
coloring.
These like
sparkling blue eyes
that are like wild.
But don't call them blue because his favorite color is green and he'll kill you.
Oh, all right.
Don't want
to
be
I think a good way to wrap it up would be, Paulina, you can ask me and Austin a question. Like fan of the show question or this life question or anything.
Okay, can you give me a second? I didn't know
this
was going to
happen.
Okay, let me think. Cool.
Drink while you're at it.
Okay.
It's fun. We try to let people, like, interview or, you know, ask us.
Okay, because like, when I was rolling with all everything we were saying, I knew what to ask but now I don't.
And I'll tell you where this really got started was with Keegan Bradley, who you guys are friends with.
Right, which he probably wanted to be. He always feels... I get the same thing where you want to talk back with a person and be like, so what do you think about
this? Right,
you know?
And he did... He was like, oh, we have questions, like him and his wife, and, like... Jack Matrani was great, and it's yes. If you ever had a question you wanted to ask us, that's
okay. Fine. It's not even about. I'll ask a couple things.
Just ask you until something.
Who do you like more, Paulina or Dustin? I'm messing with you guys.
That's a funny ass question.
Yeah. Look at your brain. Like, you are sharp. Like, that's good.
Who do you like more, Paulina or Dustin?
And why? Just kidding. Should I make it a little easier for you?
You're
guys?
My favorite couple. How about that?
Oh, I love that. He answered.
I would choose to hang out with you guys over.
Oh, thanks. Well, because we
Craig
all
nailed it.
It's a wussy way out. But...
It really is a wussy way out. I guess that's not really a fair question. Okay. Okay. How did you guys become friends?
Through this show.
It's an easy one.
Is it?
Well, also,
or does everybody already know this?
Yeah. So.
No. It's funny.
Like really
it's actually funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, you know, when I showed up to my very first party for Charm, it was at Eliza Limehouse's pool party. And I came there as Shep's friend. Like, that probably was underneath, you know, my name at some point. It's probably like, you know, Austin, Shep's friend, right? It probably said that. I don't remember, but that probably happened.
We'll look it up.
Yeah. I'm sure someone who listens to this will definitely
we'll
fact check
it.
That. So then... I'm going around and I'm meeting people that are like, hey, you know, you and Craig. And I'm like, yeah. And
we had flip cup, like water slide races. And we're like, hey, do you want to like.
So we'll be doing that in Florida.
Oh my God. Amazing. It's so much fun. So
I have both those things. And I have a giant
flip
cup.
You flip
so,
the cup, and then your next teammate
and like
runs up the slide.
Refused to play.
And then slides down.
Oh, and
anyways, Craig.
Yeah. Well, no, because it leads to why they came up to us and how we became friends.
Yeah. So then, you know, Craig and I were playing this water slide flip cup, and then he was like, all right, let me meet this guy. So we kind of, you know, walk off.
Yeah, I'm very, like, no new friends on set. Nope.
As totally. You came to my house like, one night when I was, oh, on set, on
yeah, like,
set.
When we're filming the show, I'm just like, who the hell is this new guy that
they
didn't
they
tell me
be
about?
On TV?
Well, you want to vet them.
Yeah.
You want to vet
meaning?
Them. Like,
you're like, okay, who the hell are
well,
you?
Well, I have a sense of like you. Tone, like pride of the show. Like, you know, like if you
Catherine
had a team,
does that too, by the way.
Like
you know,
a sports
very,
team.
Like, who is this?
It's like, you know,
on?
If you like, if you were, if your coach like recruited a kid from another district to come play on your team and you're like, who the fuck is this guy?
I always would be like, just let them break themselves if they're shitty.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but,
the other true colors will
you know,
go
that
through.
Makes sense. Yeah. What I like, and I feel that way too now. Anyways, so yeah. Craig and I talked and he was like, so you're friends with Shep, huh? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, let's become best friends and piss off Shep. I was like, okay.
Did you
and
really
that was
that?
Craig's answer.
And Austin was like, yeah,
Craig,
let's definitely
there's a
do that.
Reason
sure.
We
I was
are
like,
friends.
I was like, do you want to be best friends just to piss off Shep? Because Shep was like, it's my friend. And Austin was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we hung out all party. And then Shep was just boiling inside.
Oh, okay, my next question is what are you guys most excited about doing that the technically the pandemic or the COVID is kind of done? What are you guys looking forward to do?
Oh, I have an easy one.
Go ahead.
And that's a great question. Okay. But now, BravoCon.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just got announced.
Amazing. I just got chills
so
on my whole body. Like, that's so
you have
fun.
To come. You got to come
I,
be
I
our guest.
I would love to. I have to get my dress fitted again, and I'm going to be, when is it?
October 15th to the 17th.
You guys, I actually
it's literally like my
will
annual
you have
ego
SWAT
boost.
Guys,
it's amazing.
Like, come, like, let me in. Like, can
yes.
I get through
well,
the round?
Like, this year we'll have, I think, like, last year
wow,
we didn't
wow,
get plus
wow.
ones, but this year we're
am I going to be one of y'all's plus ones?
Yes. And, like, it
laugh
just.
At me again.
No.
Laugh at me again.
I will say, during
BravoCon, during the heaven.
Please.
During
please.
The pandemic, I mean, I know a lot of bad stuff happened, but I just missed BravoCon was one of my favorite things that we've done throughout this
the
whole
the stories
thing.
You told to me yesterday were
yeah.
pretty phenomenal.
And,
I'm,
and we talk
exciting.
About BravoCon kind of often.
Do you?
Yeah. Because it
was
an
first
amazing
time you guys
a lot
brought it up yesterday,
Lala.
And I love
we,
that.
We talk about it often.
Oh, you guys do.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we're pumped to have it back. I'm surprised, but I'm happy. And
that's amazing. It's not till October.
Yep.
A lot of things didn't happen.
I would say that. And then, like, I have this overdue trip. I've never been to Australia, and I want to go for, like, 2 months.
Where
or, like,
are you
South
going?
Africa. I don't know. Well, you can help me with my trip.
Yeah, because my dream destination would be South Africa. You can come out on my honeymoon.
Oh. The second week.
Yeah.
You'll do 1 week, like, together, and then
I see what's happening here. Can I get the invite to the honeymoon? Austin said.
I'm just really embarrassingly.
But... I'm fucking
Austin,
out.
Austin, you're on the side.
Craig's in. Oh, man.
I will buy my plus one
I think...
to your honeymoon there, though.
Okay.
I won't bring them.
Right.
It'll be someone we meet at dinner, and you'll be like, I really like this girl.
Craig, we're not bringing a girl to their wedding unless
I,
she
yeah.
is like it.
Unless you guys start dating a girl right now, you are not bringing
yes.
a girl to my
Thank
wedding.
You for saying
okay?
that.
Yes. Literally. Just so y'all know, because I have the date, and you'll know it when we're off air, but you will not.
Craig, girls are the devil. Okay.
I have a few thoughts about this, but I'm going to save this.
Oh, no. Craig's just going to show
if they've
up.
Been on our podcast before. I
are you?
Them
oh! I know who he's talking about.
Okay, I'm going to bring Lala.
All right, well, now we have to go.
Isn't
oh,
she
man.
Pregnant?
No, she just had her baby.
She's had a baby.
And a husband?
Yeah Randall.
Whatever.
We're going to go eat Comprostier caviar.
No, it does not start with a C. It starts with a... Wait, does it?
Comprostier.
No, that's right.
It's called Perosian.
Perosian, yeah. It's with a P.
It sounds like Aquaman.
No, Perosian. It is. It starts
Petrosian.
With...
Petrosian.
So we all say it together? 1, 2, 3.
Petrosian. Yeah. Wait, did you, Austin, guess? Because Miss Pat told us yesterday you can only use Mother of Pearl to serve it on.
She's going to actually teach us how
wait,
to.
But I want Austin to tell us what he thinks Mother of Pearl is.
It's a hell of a saying.
No, do you want me to guess what it is?
Mother of Pearl. I think it's like a. Like a spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
is it a spoon?
Like a no. Like a pearl spoon?
No. Yeah, is it made of pearl?
Like a shape of a spoon, what the spoon's made of.
Well, how
spoon.
Else
I'm
going to
say what
it.
It's made of.
It's clearly like a little, like, you know,
yeah, but what,
spoon.
What is Mother of Pearl?
Can everybody see his emotions right now? This is like when my kids are like, you want to come over and see our baby wiener? We have a wiener dog, but they're like this.
Yeah, you want to see our baby wiener? Mother
no.
of Pearl. It's like a 3-inch spoon. that's made out of pearl.
No, okay. So Mother of Pearl is the
golf?
Is the inner line of
that's my golf bag.
I actually really like your bag.
Look Mine's
what,
better.
Why
it's the
is
USA
it
bag.
Look at what it says.
Can you two stay on track for a second?
No, we're excited.
I know.
Oh, Too drunk. Are you trying? Is he trying to make me read again?
Oh yeah, you can't read shit.
Too drunk to drive.
All right,
mother pearl is the inside lining of like an oyster shell.
He googled it.
Yeah, that. Of course.
Okay.
It's the inside lining of an oyster shell, like that smooth surface on an oyster.
So then you use an oyster shell to scoop.
Apparently, they shape oyster shells into spoons.
So it is a spoon.
Well, it's a spoon made out of oyster shell.
But it's a spoon. Yes.
Does that make sense? The mother of a pearl. We know it's a fucking spoon. You know, you have like that.
Once again, going to SpongeBob.
Well, I think this is the first episode of many with Paulina.
Okay. You guys, thank you so much. That was so much fun.
Austin's back. Do you want to take us out?
You guys, I hit my face on the microphone 5 times this morning.
Oh, I want Paulina to take us out then.
Why?
You guys, you're good at this.
What do I do?
I'm saying that's it for episode 17.
Yeah, it's already episode 17. A pill of beer. I am your host.
Yeah.
With my guest, Austin and Craig. Yeah. You should say that. Really,
thank you guys for listening to episode 17 of Pillows and Beer with my guest stars, Austin and Craig. Thank you guys for having me. Honestly, I had the best time.
Love that.